Welcome to the Worship Probs Podcast, where we aim to entertain, encourage, and equip worship and tech leaders all around the world. Look, we all know that serving in worship and production is great, but the problems, those are real. Thanks for joining us as we dive into today's episode with our host, Brian Tabor.
Welcome to episode 275 of the Worship Probs Podcast. Man, we're so grateful that you guys join us every week. You know what we're going to talk about. It's all going to involve the three E's that we talk about every single episode: entertain, encourage, and equip. We want to make you laugh so we can have some deeper conversations, and to just remind you you're not alone. And we want to encourage you in your faith and in your ministry. And we want to give you some resources to help equip you to serve the Lord in the best possible, most effective way that you possibly can. And so if you would do this, jump over to Apple Podcasts, give us a 5-star rating and a really nice review. Man, we'd be just so grateful, grateful for that. And so when I think of gratitude and I think of people in my life that make me grateful, near the top of that list is the one and only, big arrivederci, Pastor Scott Longyear, who's with me today.
I like hanging out just because when I'm having a bad day, I like when you tell all the lies about me, and this makes me feel
true, my God.
Notice he said near the top of the list, so I still got some work to do. So that's
well,
okay.
I mean, I got to have Mrs. Probs got to be at the top, you know.
Oh, well, I get, yeah, we're in that. Yeah, there's no way.
You're in that
no way,
next gonna, tier. You're in that next
beat
tier,
out Kim, which, by the way, if you haven't popped over and listened to Kim's new podcast, what a fantastic resource.
Thanks,
we were just talking about that before we hit record. So much fun. Thanks, Kim, for doing that. And if you haven't listened to it yet, go and do it. But for the Worship Probs Podcast, I'm man excited to be here. As usual, Brian has laid out a phenomenal episode. Going to share some resources, as always, prayer concerns. And then we're going to do something a little different, have a conversation around spiritual formation in this series called Foundations. And today we're going to talk about this, the verses that shaped us, and even share some verses that we're wrestling with, because not everybody or not all, you can't all the time just kind of put a bow on it and go like, oh, this is amazing. There's some,
we're done.
There's some scriptures that are just knocking around my soul that kind of messing me up. Right. So we got some really cool stuff going on for sure.
Yeah. It's going to be great. And speaking of great, let us tell you about our great friends at Planning Center.
Hey friends, let's talk about Planning Center. Many of you are already familiar with Planning Center. In fact, a lot of you might even be using services to plan your worship sets and schedule musicians. But what you might not be as familiar with is that services is only part of a greater whole. Planning Center is actually an all-in-one church management software, and it helps cover so much ground for the needs of the church. Planning Center can help your whole church by keeping people engaged by creating space for important data like prayer requests, event attendance, or even who's a first-time guest so you can follow up with them. With different products on a unified platform, your whole team can stay aligned and eliminate people working in silos or having to communicate information across multiple programs. There are so many things you can do with Planning Center. Best of all, you can customize it based on your ministry needs. Anyone on your team using Planning Center, whether they run sound, play drums, or schedule volunteers, has access to Planning Center's training materials and support too. So go to planningcenter.com to learn more and get started today for free.
So Scott, you just finished a study break. How was that? You were gone for how long?
Yeah, so usually take the month of February and I'll do a work study break, which is kind of a bit of, it's time to exhale and get a 30,000 foot view of the church. But most often, and this was full this time of, it's almost like it was really a church tour. So I toured a whole bunch of different churches, met with a lot of different pastors. So I ended up all the way from Toronto.
It was international, right? It was international.
Yeah, well, I went to Canada, so that's international. Yeah. So, I love you, Canada. Who doesn't go to Canada in February? No, I don't know who planned that out. Let's go to Toronto. Okay, great. So, but spent some time at Connexus Church up there with Pastor Jeff Brody and Rich Birch. This is Connexus is Kerry Newhoff's church that he planted, and then just some different churches that ended up in Central Florida as well. And so grateful just to sit down with leaders. And the cool thing is I was in a couple different conferences as well, and I just continue to hear over and over again that the vast majority of churches are on the rise, reporting record numbers of attendance, record numbers of baptisms, record numbers of small groups. And so not everywhere, but a lot of places, the Lord seems to be doing this very unique work. And it's really cool to get a perspective kind of, I guess it was international because it's Canada, North America, we'll say, Canada and the U.S., of the Lord at work. And grateful for the opportunity to do that. Came back. You know, one of the reasons I go away is what I'm learning is that the number one job of a leader is to be the most encouraged person in the room when you're leading a team. And sometimes that encouragement comes from a slow drip of just putting yourself in situations that encourage you. So I'm coming in. We talked earlier, I'm kind of jumping on the train that's already moving back at our place. And it's good, but I'm fired up and ready to go.
Man, I love that. It's so good to hear that you're seeing that too. You know, 2020, the bride took some body blows, you know, with
but she's back, she's, baby, and she's stronger than back, ever, man.
Come
I'm
on.
I'm telling you.
Come on. Woo! Well, it's going to be good. This is going to be a good episode. Speaking of good, guys, Worship Karaoke Season 3 is out there. And, you know, we've got an episode with Tyler and Corey from Red Rocks. And then we had Big Yonce, Jen Smale on Episode 2 in Season 3. We got another one coming. And so just buckle up, man. Got a lot more good stuff coming. And one of these days, we're going to bring that car down to Paradise and pick up Pastor Scott. I cannot wait for that. That's going to be a blast. So make sure you go follow that on YouTube at Worship Probs is where you can see the full episodes. You can see the first 15 minutes of those episodes on our Instagram feed. But go over to YouTube, hit that subscribe, follow button, and you can see the whole episodes over there. And Scott mentioned earlier, you know, we launched something we've been praying about and dreaming about for a while, the Worship Probs Podcast Network. We have we got more coming too, more podcasts coming. Hint. But we launched with my wife Kim the Stripped Free podcast. You can find that link in our bio, and I hope you'll go. That's a podcast for women. You know, God sets us free from something for something is kind of the linchpin of that podcast. And so, podcast for women, Stripped Free. If you search that wherever you find your favorite podcast, and just hit that subscribe and follow button, I think you'll be encouraged. And Patreon, man, if the podcast has ever been meaningful to you, or you've appreciated something, you know, Scott's been sharing these E60. We have the three E's that we talked about, and these are just 60-second devotional shots. Scott's been so gracious to create a bunch of those, and they're power packed, man. And so if any of those has made a difference in your ministry, be grateful. You know, you can support us on Patreon starting at $5 a month, which you can't even go to McDonald's anymore for $5 a month. So, man, if it's been meaningful, you can find the link in our bio to do that as well.
Yeah. Hey, man, as you were talking, I was kind of glancing down. I thought my watch stopped for a minute, but it kept going. But it made me wonder, do you actually know what time it is?
What time is it, Scott?
It's time for the Prayer Concerns.
Prayer Concerns is proudly sponsored by Five Words Media, the amazing people that bring you free church AV. Five Words Media is also the official integrator of Worship Props. If you're a worship pastor or tech director, you know how crucial audio, video, and lighting are for your weekly gatherings. Speakers popping, dead zones, lighting and live stream issues can quickly make your gatherings both distracting and frustrating. An excellent gathering is one where your AVL systems are all working seamlessly and help to create a powerful worship experience. The team at Five Words Media gets it. They're ministry experts who understand the details of your local church's needs and the pivotal role that volunteers play. Their passion is to deliver high-quality, volunteer-friendly solutions that align with your budget and priorities. So, how does it work? The Five Words proven process is straightforward. It starts with a needs assessment done by one of their tech experts, followed by a custom solution design tailored to your budget. Then they handle everything else, the installation, testing, and even the volunteer training. Are you ready to transform your frustration into empowerment? Click the link in our bio, find Five Words Media, and kickstart your journey today. Elevate your gatherings with precision and excellence. schedule a call with Five Words Media now. Man, this is my favorite. Like 275 episodes in, and you guys are still sending these in. And so we've got the OG prayer concerns, which is just kind of the savage roast from the congregation every week. And then we have a few variations. And so it had been a year since we posted this. And so I posted it again, and it's this post that says, you know, ruin a worship song by changing one word in the title. And so I posted
some of y'all in trouble with Jesus for these. I've seen some of these that won't make the podcast. But.
Oh my gosh. Last week we posted this. So we're knocking on a 1500 comments on that post. And so, you know, go see it. It's just a big blue square and do your best. And some of these come from our community group on Facebook as well. So we're going to share five of these today. But if you've got OG prayer concerns, you'll always be anonymous, as will your church, but you can go to our website, worshipleaderprobs.com, click on the prayer concerns tab, or you can DM these to us on any of the socials as well. But today, we've got a special edition of prayer concerns. We're going to ruin a worship song by changing one word in the title, okay? So let's dive right in. Prayer concern number one, goodness of cheese. I mean, yeah, cheese is good, man. It's good.
It's good. Great. It's good.
It's good. It's good. It's goodness of cheese. Okay, so number two, prayer concern number two, house of the board. You know, depends on the Sunday or the time of the service, but sometimes, you know, that early service, maybe they look.
Is it so?
Not quite what B-O-R-E-D.
B-O-R-E-D.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, B-O-A-R-D. That'd be a whole other.
That would be a whole, yeah. That's what you sing before the elders meeting, right? That's got some elders just kicking it.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Number three. Board. Hey, has anybody ever felt like that leading that song though? Right? There's joy in the house of the Lord. And people are like, not in here. Uh-huh. Not maybe on your place. Stage, but not in here.
Not up in here. Oh man. Okay. Number three, prayer concern number three. And again, we are ruining a worship song by changing one word in the title. Now, this is one somebody came up the top rope with this one. We want to avoid this one. And it just says, I speak blasphemy. We don't want to do that. We do not want to do that.
No.
We want to avoid that.
Things that we don't want to do.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. We do not want to do I speak blasphemy. We don't want to do that one. Number four, I'm hoping I pronounced this correctly. Okay. Number four, anaphylaxis. Sorry, I think I was going to choke over that instead of anastasis. Anaphylaxis. You know, that song, what is it? It's the Hillsong. I cast my mind on Calvary. Oh, praise the name. Oh, yeah, praise the name. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's in parentheses, Anastasis. Well, this one must be anaphylaxis.
Oh, okay.
We don't need to look
that up in the dictionary.
Yeah, we don't want to do that either. That's some kind of shock. I'm not. It's a medical thing, I think.
You get like a Holy Spirit EpiPen for that or something? I don't know. Something like.
Holy Spirit EpiPen. That's right. Okay, the last one, the bottom of the pudding cup. And again, we're just going to ruin a worship song by changing one word in the title. Number five, prayer concern number five. Build my wife. No, we don't want
that's
that,
so,
man.
That's.
Yeah. You got to be real gingerly with that one, fam.
Not even at a men's conference should you do that.
Right. Don't do that. Just don't do that. Just don't do that. Okay, those are prayer concerns. Keep yours coming. Again, you can go to the website, worshipleaderprobs.com, click on the prayer concerns tab and submit yours there. You'll always be anonymous. And if you got those roasts from your congregation, please keep sharing those with us. And look for that post from last week about ruin a worship song by changing one word in the title. And then you guys can go pray for forgiveness after you make your comments. A couple of months ago, we started this spiritual formation series called Foundations. And Today, we're going to jump into that and we're going to talk about the verses that shaped us. Today's conversation is brought to you by AllClear. AllClear Audio makes custom and universal fit in-ear monitors by hand in Minneapolis. They have custom models for every need and budget and some of the best customer service in the industry. They also have universal in-ear monitors for teams that aren't going fully custom, but want the quality and sound of a company that knows how to design monitors for worship teams. In addition, they offer a flat $99 repair fee for the life of your monitors. That includes everything from wax buildup to trying to sit down with them in the back pocket of your skinny jeans. They are always eager to help you find the right monitor for you, and they have resources available on their website at allclear.com. You can find a link in our bio to check out AllClear today. So, man, this the first episode we did a couple of probably a month ago, I don't remember, 270 maybe, was the songs that shaped us. And I'll be honest with you, I got super emotional with that one. I'm going to really try to lock it down today as we talk about the verses that shaped us, but I make no commitments. So, you know, spiritual formation, that inward transformation. And so we're talking about things that have been verses that have been foundational in our walk with Christ and in our ministries and our lives. And so we're going to each share a couple here and even talk about one that's, you got one that's, you're
kind of messing
with
me over. Yeah.
You're messing you up right now. I love that. Messing me up right now. We didn't talk about this. Do you want to go first? You want me to go first?
Why don't you go first as the host?
Why don't I go first? Good. Sure. Okay. I don't want to follow you. So I told him, I don't want to follow Scott. Okay. So the first one for me, so when I was in college, I dealt with, I don't know, it might've been depression, totally in total candor. It might've been depression. It was absolutely, self-image, feeling of just being worthless. You know, there's absolutely no way God could use me or have any kind of plan for my life. And Philippians 1:6, and it says, "And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ." Mm. And you know, I had to, man, I just had to come to the place where it's like, I'll never be good enough for that, first of all. And I didn't give the gift. God gave the gift, you know, that good work, that salvation experience that comes from the Lord. And, you know, I didn't start it, but you know, my job is just to love God with a fully surrendered life, and God started it and God will complete it. And man, I am so grateful that it's not dependent on a bunch of stuff that I have to do, because I would fail every time. But man, that verse hit me at a time when I just really needed the reminder and the assurance that that God hadn't forgotten about me.
Hmm. Do you still lean on that?
Oh gosh,
now yes.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. You know, we all have those. If Kim was on here, she would say we all have these recordings in our mind, you know, that the enemy plants there, and he likes to remind you of maybe a past failure or whatever that God has, you know, forgiven. And you know, I'm gonna just put it out there, right? Okay, so I'm the youngest of five. Hmm. There are 19 years between me and the oldest. And wow. So my parents were, you know, almost mid 40s when I was born. And so I guess I was a surprise. Mm. I guess I always sort of felt like, I just never believed that God would, that I was worth, you know, God using me to do anything. So.
Yeah. Because you were a surprise, because you were not.
Yeah, that because yeah. of that, that being kind of a part of my story. And it's kind of a funny party story, you know, like a little known fact. I always, share that or whatever. But you know, if I really got alone and would start to think about it, I was like, man, am I even supposed to be here? Like it was kind of an accident, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's been amazing how, you know, God's word can correct those recordings, you know, can erase, you know, help to erase those recordings. But
yeah,
it's, you know, it's something I carry with me for sure.
So preacher want to preach on that, you know, like, let so some people listening, you're like, man, I can totally relate with that. So a couple of things I'm hearing on there is that you're not a mistake and the Lord's not done with you. And you've probably had to say that to yourself 400 times, even
absolutely,
even at the age that you are now, not that you're old, but like it says he'll bring it to completion at the day of Christ. Well, that's not come yet. Like we're all a work in progress. So good for you, man. Like hang on to that. That's powerful. Yeah, I think my my top verse is Galatians 2:20. This has just been a bell I've been ringing for myself for a long time. It says, I've been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And the life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So that's super power packed, right? Like crucified with Christ. And so, you know, my sins are gone. They're paid for. They're over. They're done with. He's buried them in the furthest parts of the sea. There's also that part of like, take up your cross and follow Christ. Like you crucified. It's not an easy road. And he says, it's not my life basically, right? I no longer live. That's a daily for me. I don't know if you got that dialed in yet or not, Brian, but Scott likes to live for himself, you know, likes what he likes his stuff to go like, this isn't really about me. This is not about me promoting anything with me or trying to have an easy life or whatever. It's about Christ, which sounds like really challenging. But then Paul says in there, the life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, right? It's Christ in me. Christ lives in me. And there's a verse, I don't know the reference for it right now, but it's when I had a friend that said, you could spend the rest of your life marinating on the verse that says, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Like the Christ is in us. The same power that raised Christ from the dead is inside of us. Like get your mind around that somehow. Right. So that's packed in there too. And you know, we live by faith. It says, I live by faith in the Son of God. And that's just a one step at a time. I just had a conversation with a friend today that was like, I can't see the end. I can't see the next 5 years and what's going to happen or where the Lord has me. And we were just kind of like, yeah, it's kind of just doing the next right thing.
Yeah.
You know? And then it wraps up with the reminder of the God who loved me and who gave himself for me. Well, there's the gospel. And for me, as much as I get spun up and as hard as life is, like, is it as simple as he loves me and he gave himself for me? And if I can really live in that, that's a game changer. Now it's a hard place to live for me.
Yeah.
But I continue to come back to that. Crucified with Christ, no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God. He loved me and he gave himself for me.
Come on, man. That's a great one though, man. That's a great one. So my second one, Proverbs 4:23. And I'm going to read it from the ESV. It says, keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. You might know a translation that says, you know, guard your heart. And I can remember on a springboard from what the first one I shared, and that is just, not letting those, there's all kinds of things that we need to guard our heart from. We need to guard our heart from the things that we look at on social media or online. We need to guard our heart from the things that we take in. You know, you hear us talk all the time on here about, filling our well so that, you know, you can't pour from an empty cup. You got to fill that up. And what are you filling it with? You know, garbage in, garbage out. And so, you know, guarding your heart is man, just an important spiritual discipline. So here's a description that comes from BibleReference.com. And it says to keep something means more than simply to maintain ownership. it refers to maintenance, care, and support. And some translations use the word guard. A wise person realizes that temptation is real and takes the appropriate precautions. This parallels, you know, some statements that are made in some other verses where, you know, Solomon advises his son to actively avoid evil and those who practice it. And so just as a great reminder to me we're talking about the foundations of our faith, you know, when I was in college and getting really serious about my walk with Jesus, and there were things in my life that didn't make the cut as I made some list of what was I involved in, what was I listening to, you know, how was I speaking, guarding my heart is a real intentional posture. You know, I can remember a time in my early 20s where I stopped watching movies and I stopped watching most TV just because I didn't feel like it was not positioning my heart in the best possible way, you know? And so, yeah, you know, that one kind of was a springboard on the first one for me, and just taking up that intentional posture of, guarding our heart, you know, keeping our heart with all vigilance.
Yeah. Cause I think there's another scripture that says out of the everything. Well, it is. I'm going to botch it. So I'm not even going to attempt it, but here's what I find is that your heart will leak out, right? It'll leak out of your heart. Like the hatred that you have for people or whatever, it's going to eventually come out. And so we talk a lot about, like, I know my heart, and I know if I'm not honest in the small things, I'm not going to be honest in the big things. So I have to be honest even in the small stuff. And it's not a sexy thing to guard your heart, right? It's not high profile, but, like, so worth it, man. That's super Absolutely. Good. Mm. Yeah, my next one is really pretty simple. But it's one that I'm preaching a lot, I'm like, somebody just carved this on my tombstone. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just. He'll forgive us and purify us from all unrighteousness. And usually post-confession, I'll go back to that. Like, hey, Lord, you remember you wrote this. I've confessed my sins to you. And so I'm trusting that I'm forgiven and that you're going to purify me. And usually what happens in sin and redemption and forgiveness, you know, the enemy uses that as a playground. And so there's this residual guilt that hangs around, you know, like, who are you? You know, and you're terrible. And like, as if you've not even been forgiven. Right. And so I just keep coming back to that, reminding the enemy of that, reminding myself of that. I don't know if the Lord needs reminded of that or not. I don't think he does. But like, just to go, I stumbled there. I asked for forgiveness, and the story of the cross and Christ shed blood on the cross tells me that I'm forgiven. And scripture tells me that he buries our sin in the deepest parts of the sea. I'm done. Now, that's a hard, I don't know if anybody else, like, maybe you're just like, you say it and you're done with it, but like, for me, the guilt just wants to hang around on that. And I think the enemy even brings stuff up. And sometimes I'll be
absolutely
with the Lord. I'll be like, you know, hey, Lord, yeah, no, you remember my past when I did this? And he's like, no. And I'm like, no. I know, you know, cause you know everything, you know this. And he's like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. I have no, when you bring that up, no, Lord, you remember when I was in college, or Lord, last week, or when I did this, and the Lord's like, are you talking about something that you confessed? Yeah, I'm talking about that thing. I really think the Lord's like, no, I have chosen, that's what scripture says, he chooses to forget. Wow. And so if he's chosen to forget, and he's faithful and just, and he purifies us, then maybe we need to choose to forget. So for me, I come back to that because I want to live in a place of freedom. And I'm like, man, blew it again, but I've confessed. And so here's the promise that I can walk around and be forgiven.
Man, somebody needs to hear that today, fam. Come on, don't pick it up.
All right, man, you got another one? You got a hard one?
I do. You know, if you've listened on here before, you've kind of heard this. So when I got called to ministry, I came to face to face with, like, the sober realization of the currency that we deal in, you know, and that's pointing people to Jesus. I mean, there is no more important currency to deal with. And so I was kind of developing my ministry philosophy and all that. And so kind of my ministry verses are Colossians 3:16-17. And it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Dwell in you richly, man. Teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And that seems, you know, for a worship pastor especially, you know, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God, man, that just, that's something that I remind myself of all the time. And, you know, verse 17, and whatever you do in word or deed, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus, you know, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And there's going to be things you have to do that God calls you to do that you're not going to enjoy. There's going to be things that are hard. You know, one of your E60 devotional videos talked about ministry's hard. You know, it can be really, really hard. But just reminding us that whatever we do, to do it in the name of the Lord Jesus and give thanks while we're doing it. So that has kind of been, I haven't hit that every day. There've been a lot of days I haven't hit that, but those have kind of been my my ministry verses.
Yeah, it is interesting that it starts, the source is the letting the word of Christ dwell in you.
Yeah.
Richly, you know, and it's like, well, I guess I'll read the Bible because otherwise I'll feel guilty. It's like so much more than that. Again, like it spills out of the heart, right? What do you want to spill out of your heart?
Absolutely, man.
Which, Brian, I think that's why, you know, the Lord has continued to give you such a platform and such favor. You're one of the most humble guys that I know. And I think that you just posture yourself and you're like, I'm going to let the Lord form me and this stuff in my heart. And it comes out. And I know you don't even want me to say this. Do not edit this out. Maven Media Productions. because, Brian, I just think you're a phenomenal example of, yeah, I don't always get it right. Yeah, who does? But I'm going to let the word of Christ dwell in me. And it's going to be with thankfulness that stuff is going to pour out, even though I know you're going through hard seasons. So, yeah, really good. Really good. I'll share one that I'm wrestling with.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. And this is, I believe all scripture is true. And I think what I'll share, the scripture that I'll share is true, but I'm not sure if I believe it. So I think it's true, but I'm not sure if I believe it. I don't know if that makes sense or not.
Absolutely,
but,
man.
This is just kind of a vulnerable look. But 1 John 4, verse 18 says, there's no fear in love. That perfect love drives out fear because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. Now we could take a super deep dive and go some different directions with that. I think that's true. I do believe that that's true. But I'm finding a disturbing pattern in my life, even at my rich age, that much of my life is based on fear. I'm an overachiever because I fear that you're not going to like me. I watch what I eat because I'm fear that I'm going to be overweight. I over-prepare for presentations because I fear that I'm going to look incompetent. I don't want to say the wrong thing because I fear that you're not going to like me. And so there has been a disturbing amount of my life that has been built on fear. And I have to ask why. Why is that? Because if the Lord loves me perfectly, which I believe he does, I believe it's true that he does. It's true that he loves me. If I'm completely honest, I wrestle around with believing that. It's true, but I wrestle around with believing that. And I think a lot of my wrestles most day is that I'm not 100% convinced that I'm loved by the Lord or that I'm liked by the Lord. Oh, and I know that's not true. I know it's not true, but it manifests itself in fear with me. And I forget where I was. But I came away from an experience and somebody had asked a question. I can't remember, but I came away with this question. Like, if I locked eyes with Jesus, what would his expression be towards me on his face? And if I was real honest, I was like, I think his expression would be, I love you, but you're not quite getting it right. Mm-hmm. You know, like that kind of like, I love you because I'm your dad from your father, but like, I'm just kind of disappointed that you're not hitting it. Mm-hmm. And it's so totally wrong.
Right.
Because this scripture says that he's got perfect love for us, and his perfect love should drive out fear. And so I'm just really at a point where I'm wrestling around with it. I know that it's true that he loves us. That's the story of the cross. That's what we're banking our entire life on that.
Yeah.
But some days I have a hard time believing it. And I think it's a spiritual fight. So that's something with me. I'm just like, I need to get better on that.
I relate to that on every level, man. I remember early in my ministry, somebody gave me a book by Brennan Manning called Lion and Lamb. And I don't know that this is going to be an exact quote, but there's a paragraph in there that basically says, you know, we believe God loves us because Bible says God is love. He has to love us, right? You know, he has to love us. But what if I told you that God likes you?
Yeah.
Like that God is fond of you. Like if God was throwing a party, you would be on the invitation list. And I remember being so incredibly moved by that.
Mm.
Because, you know, of course he has to love us.
It's, right.
He's obligated to love us. But he likes us. Like he's fond of us. That's I wrestle with that, man. I identify with everything you said because I wrestle with
it. Yeah, but those moments that we can live there and know that, like I think there's this great freedom. Mm. You're like, mess with me. My dad thinks I'm doing all right. Thinks I'm fantastic. Now the world doesn't revolve around us. We always say that, but like, yeah, I think there's a little bit better posturing that we can do in our position. Otherwise, I wonder if we just offend the nature of the cross, you know? So what about you, man? You got one year, you got a final one, don't you?
That was what I prepared.
Okay. All right. I thought you had another one in there. You want one or you want to throw into bonus time?
You give me a bonus.
All right. This has been messing me up a little bit lately in a great way. I had somebody ask me this question. And so as I was gone on this work study break, as I sat down with some friends and pastor friends and stuff, I would end the conversation by asking this question. And it was always so much fun. So in Mark chapter 10, Jesus comes up on a blind man, and the blind man wants to be healed, obviously. So Jesus walks up to this blind man, and he asks him a very strange question. He says in Mark 10:51, Jesus asks him, "What do you want me to do for you?" Now Jesus knew, right? He's the Son of God. He knows all things. Right. So he said, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." And so the question that I ask my friends, that I'll ask the Worship Probs family is this. If you had a conversation with Jesus, and you do, what do you want Jesus to do for you? What do you want him to do for you?
Man, oh man, oh man.
So Brian, how would you, we could edit this out, right? what would you, how would you answer that?
Oh man. Man, oh man, you know, certainly there's like tangible things I'd want him to do, you know, like I want to see, like the blind guy, you know, I'd want to, you know, I'd like to live a long, healthy life. I'd like to, but I think, oh man, at the core of who I am, I'd like to really be set free to be okay with who God made me to be. And that's something that I already shared with my, you know, along with my verses, that's something I've really wrestled with most of my life.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I love it. I think it's a great question to wrestle around with, you know, because, and why wouldn't the Lord ask you that? You know,
right.
What do you want? What do you want? Oh, I feel like it's selfish, but if we're, you know, if he's our father and we're his kids, You know, who of us wouldn't want to ask our kids the same thing?
Amen. Yeah. Mercy. Woo. Man, this is good. Thank you so much for sharing. And fam, write in and tell us. info@worshipleaderprobs.com. You click the link in our bio. Right at the top, there's a little envelope. You can email us right there and answer that question for us, man. If you're sitting across from Jesus and he asked you, what do you want me to do for you? How would you answer that? Write in and tell us. And man, I'm loving this this series. So Scott, thanks for, as always, man, you kind of bring us back to the foundation. I love that. So always great to be with you. And fam, we're so, so grateful to you for listening to episode 275. We're knocking on 300, man.
Wow.
That's impossible. How's that?
Nice work. Nice work. Keep at it. Yeah. And hey, just remember to hit subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you could do us a favor, if you go to Apple Podcasts, if you leave a 5-star rating and a nice review, that doesn't get Brian any bonuses or anything like that. But we believe that more people just need to be encouraged, man. Mm, so
absolutely.
It's just a big help in helping spread the word about the podcast, which is not about Worship Probs or anybody else, but it's about the Lord. And so
Amen.
We'd love to encourage as many people that we can. And thank you too for following us on all the social stuff. So just by way of reminder, on Instagram, it's @worshipprobs. You can follow us on Facebook, the Threads, and YouTube @worshipleaderprobs on TikTok. And on Facebook, you can also join the Worship Probs community group. There's a lot of conversations that are going on there, resourcing. How do you guys do this? What's your church doing here? And so we'd love to join the conversation with you there. On Twitter, Worship Leader Probs. So you can find us
over there.
I'm not accessible. Or just do # Worship Leader Probs and you'll be able to get there.
Absolutely, man. We love engaging with you. And one of the amazing groups of people that are helping us engage with you is our friends at Maven Media Productions. And you know what we think of them. They're the best. Allie is absolutely crushing it for us. And if your church or your ministry, you're looking for some help, some consulting, web design, some branding, social media help or coaching, hit them up at mavenmediaproductions.com. There's a link in our bio for them. And they're just incredible people. They'll crush it for you, I promise. And thanks to Scott Hoke for our intro. Fam, we absolutely love you. Thanks for tuning in and listening to episode 275. Until next time, deuces.
And arrivederci.